This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 21st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 to 14a. It says there, "Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, crying in sorrow and eating no food. Tear your heart and not your clothes. Return to the Lord your God, for he is full of loving kindness and loving pity. He is slow to anger, full of love, and ready to keep his punishment from you. It may be that he will turn and have pity and leave good behind for you." End of quote. When you read the book of Joel in the Bible, which is part of the prophetical section in the Bible, you would understand the main theme of the book is the great and terrible day of the Lord. Joel surveys the terrible event that happened recently in their history, in the history of Judah, in a retrospective way. The severe and destructive locust plague was a judgment of God upon the sins and disobedience of his people. You see, their moral, social, and spiritual deterioration was partly due to the prosperity and the luxury and the resultant lack of fear and gratitude toward the living God in heaven. He used the recent bad events to explain the coming, the severe, terrible day of judgment when God would deal in a special way with the nation Israel, who rejected the Savior of the whole world, who came as a fulfillment of the prophecies of the Bible, and in general with the wickedness and sinful lifestyle of the people of the whole world. Joel asked the question, this is the question he asked: has anything like this happened in your days or in your father's days? He says, go ahead and speak to your children about it. Then let your children tell their children, and their children to the next children to come. This is what they should inform about the devastation and disaster caused by the locusts. He says, what the chewing locust has left, the flying locust has eaten. What the flying locust has left, the jumping locust has eaten. And what the jumping locust has left, the destroying locust has eaten. End of quote. Chapter 1, verse 4. You see, the locust plague completely destroyed the harvest, fruits, vegetables, and fruit trees. A severe recession because the economy came to a standstill. The food channels and the supply channels were cut off before their eyes. Chapter 1, verse 16. The gladness and the joy of the house of the Lord were also cut off. Chapter 1, verse 16. The stores and the storehouses was dried up, and the barns where they kept the stuffs were barren. Consequently, the joy of the people dried up. Chapter 1, verse 12c. You see, God seeks true worshippers who worship God in spirit and truth. John 4:23. Mere external conformity and worship with no change or brokenness inside would not cut it. They used to rend their outward garments to show forth their piety. However, God asked to rend their heart, not just the clothes. Chapter 2, verse 13. God says, let the priests and the Lord's ministers weep between the porch and the altar. Lord calls his people and says, yet even now, return to me with all your heart, crying in sorrow and eating no food. Tear your heart and not your clothes. The prophet of the Lord says, return to the Lord your God, for he is full of loving kindness and loving pity. He is slow to anger, full of love, and ready to keep his punishment from you. It may be that he will turn and have pity and leave good behind for you. You see, what a terrible reminder to all of us when we face God's worldwide judgment on sins and rebelliousness. The day of the Lord can have multi-fulfillments. Joel the prophet talked in retrospect about God's judgment over the sins of his people in 586 BC. You see, it had other fulfillment also, like the one in AD 70 and later in history. However, all these would be much smaller when compared to the great and terrible day of the judgment coming in the near future. Joel uses the locust judgment in a prospective way to illustrate the coming terrible worldwide judgment of God. The events that would happen just prior to the coming terrible judgment are explained in chapter 2, especially in verses 28 to 32. However, the call of the Lord and His offer of grace and forgiveness should not fall on deaf ears. The sad consequences of God's judgment that we face now are no comparison to the terrible day of the judgment coming on the whole earth in the near future. God loves you, and He gave His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to die in your place for all of your sins and shortcomings. The future terrible day of the judgment would be based on what individuals and nations have done in response to the indescribable gift of Jesus Christ God gave for the remission of sins and for the eternal life. He says in chapter 3:32, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered. Bible says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. Then it says in verse 11 that whoever believes in Him, Jesus, will not be disappointed, and whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Chapter 10, verse 13 of the book of Romans. Through these worldwide incidents, God talks to us. He says, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus to be delivered from the coming severe and terrible judgment of God. Would you listen and call the name of the Lord Jesus Christ now? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand the day of the judgment may have multi-fulfillment. Whatever the judgment that we face today because of the sins and rebelliousness of people would be much smaller when we compare to the coming terrible and severe judgment of God on the whole earth. And the prophet Joel says that it is coming fast and it is coming near. The judgment of God on the nations and individuals who rejected the Son of God, Jesus Christ, when God sent Him as the only Savior of the whole world. Lord Jesus, I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Come into my life. I confess my sins and save me today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.